Hey, 88.7 The Voice and twirlradio.com. We are live in Sacramento, California with my guests and good friends, Blake Jones and the Trike Shop. Gentlemen, welcome.
Well, thanks for having us.
Hey, why don't you introduce yourself? Let's go around the room, such as it were.
All right. Well, closest to the mic, closest to you, that would be Scott Hatfield, and I'm the keyboard player for Blake Jones and the Trike Shop.
Hey, Scott, it's been a while since we saw you.
And right across the aisle here, John Schaefer.
Hey, John, good to see you too.
And I play some drums for Blake Jones and the Trike Shop.
And you're holding a guitar. You could probably at least pose
this
pretty well.
A beautiful Gibson SG.
Nice.
It is quite nice.
And off in the distance, I see Martin Hansen and Blake Jones himself. They're kind of setting up gear.
Martin Hansen plays bass and Scott Hatfield in the Trike Shop. And I play guitar and John Schaefer in the Trike Shop.
A lot of Trike Shops, a three-wheeled group, so to speak. You know, I feel like I'm the ultimate fanboy or something like that. I was kind of tallying up the times I've seen you guys just this year, 2013 alone. I have seen you guys, not all of you, but I've seen you guys in one way, shape, or form play in San Francisco, Fresno, and Los Angeles. So I've seen you guys play up and down the state. You guys are quite the traveling act.
Well, we appreciate your support, and we're happy to go and play for a lot of different people in different places. And we hope to do a lot more of that this year.
I hope so. 2014, hopefully that's a big year for you guys. We're going to see you at, unfortunately, an exclusive private gig, so I can't send the masses there tonight here in Sacramento. But what's coming up for you guys gig-wise?
Well, I'm glad you said that. We're going to be playing in Fresno at the Full Circle Brewing Company for a marvelous event, which is called Food Not Bombs. That's and we'll be one of several bands featured there. And I believe that same week, we're also going to be, immediately after that, we're going to be playing at the Review in Fresno. Those are both Fresno gigs, but we do plan to be playing out of town soon as well.
So what you guys got against Bombs? There's also another competing group called Bombs Not Food, so I don't know. But you know what? Actually, tell you the truth, I plan to be at that gig. I want to see you guys and the Cherry Blue Storms take the stage. And Blake was telling me there's going to be sort of an alternate universe version of the Trike Shop playing there as well. Former members of the Trike Shop and half of you guys?
Oh, that's right. That's right. There's also playing that night is Guy Beard and the Lunchwagon Romeos, which features a lot of people that are in the Trike Shop or have been at one time or another.
So I can collect the whole
refugees.
Set. I can collect the whole set that night. You know, maybe a super group reunion could be happening. You know, Fresno's a pretty magical place sometimes. So this is the year of the teasers from the Whispermaphone. This is an EP, nice seven song set here. What's the motivation behind the teaser this year?
Take it, Scott.
Well, first of all, we got a lot of different material, and some of it's been retooled. We've had acoustic versions of some things that maybe have never seen the light of day, and we also have a few new songs, and we would not ready to have a CD of all new songs, but it's just a kind of a compilation of different things, most of which people bought our other CDs may not have heard.
Ah, and I've heard some that I have a song that's kind of a favorite one of mine on here, The Girl in the Camera Obscura. Was that new for this, or was that?
That is a new exclusive track to that until we get a new album made.
Okay.
But we're excited about that. We feel you can dance to this song. It's very good.
You can. And you know what? I gotta tell you, I think the first time I heard it was live in San Francisco, and you guys played it on stage. And after seeing it on stage, first of all, I saw John break a hard sweat. That was an aerobic workout playing on Girl in the Camera Obscura. But that song, out of all the songs in your catalog, to me probably represents your sound better than anything else, because you've got the killer bass, great guitar, the vocals. Scott, you take a turn on the backing vocals, and even some theremin and the pounding drums. I mean, that song sounds like you guys. If I had to pick one that represents you guys, I'd say that's probably it.
Well, we're excited about doing that song.
We'll play it
for you tonight at the party, man.
Awesome, awesome. I am so glad to be on the in crowd. I don't like to you know, pull rank here, but I'm going to see you guys. I mean, it's going to be a treat because last few times it's been a festival, so maybe a 30-minute set. Seems like you guys will get to unwind. Like when you have a show to yourself, you get to do a little more.
Yeah, well, normally we've been playing 30, 40-minute sets, right, at some of these multi-band things. And tonight we're going to be playing for a couple hours. So, well, you're going to be trying to hide outside after a while. Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm going to be stretching out and exposing muscles and ligaments and connective tissue that we don't ordinarily show.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully you can pop those ligaments back in place for your ride home to Fresno. So here's a question. this is an open question. I know the answer to this, but actually, I might not know the answer. How would you guys describe the sound of the trike shop? What do you guys think you sound like?
Well, you know, on one of our most popular recordings, which is a song that has a very long title, we have an audio snippet where someone says, "Yeah, but what kind of music do you play?" And, yes. You know, we're a pop band, and that means, you know, the whole world really is open to us because everything sooner or later is popular. Yeah. Everything can be brought together, and you know, our leader Blake he's eclectic in terms of his style and influences. We bring together a lot of stuff, so you'd be hard pressed to say something that we don't occasionally do.
Yeah,
Christian death metal with lyrics about Ronald Reagan. We don't do that, but almost everything.
But
else.
We're working on it.
We're
you
trying.
Could. You absolutely could. I know you guys have that talent. You probably could do that. You know, working in there somehow. You guys look like you're raring to go. I see all sorts of instruments. I see basses. Guitars, iPhones, keyboards, even drummers who are looking to beat on something.
This cabinet here ought to work.
Excellent. Yeah, I think
you're
so.
A new spokesman, baby.
So I'll tell you what. Why don't we? You guys want to play something right now?
We want to play something from our last CD before this one, the Underground Garden. This song's called Christmas Sail.
Awesome.
And we're fresh off. We rode the entire length of T Street. For those of you out in internet land and you don't know, Mr. Litzkin operates his Twirl Radio on one end of T Street. And we started downtown and we saw 46 blocks of Sacramento just now. And it's a really nice town. I like it a lot.
I'll say it's beautiful.
We're going to move this kind of out there. This mic will pick you up, John. We're kind of okay. Doing roadie work on the fly here.
All right.
So this will be aimed kind of where...
Probably this amplifier is like everything's going to be coming out of that one, I think.
Okay. Yeah. This is okay. Live radio, folks, so let's do it.
All right,
awesome.
That for, okay. All right, here we go. Christmas sale. One, two, three, four. Christmas sale, yeah, you're mad cause Swissies won't call it a Christmas sale. Wear your money, don't say feed the poor. And your cordials don't say blessed are the merciful. And your fences don't say love your neighbor now, love your neighbor now. Yeah, you're mad cause someone won't call it a Christmas sale. Christmas sale, yeah, you're mad cause someone won't call it a Christmas sale. How can God survive without us? Without us worrying about him and solving his problems. Without us passing his laws. To the poor, and if Jesus he said, blessed are the merciful, and if Jesus he said, love your neighbor now, love your neighbor now. Yeah, we're mad cause Target won't call it a Christmas sale. Christmas sale, yeah, you're mad cause someone won't call it a Christmas sale. How did God survive? Washington securing the manger. Without Irving Berlin orchestrating the angels. Oh man. Oh man. If Jesus gave his heart to the poor, and if Jesus he said, blessed are the merciful. Jesus, he said, love your neighbor now, love your neighbor now, love your neighbor now. Yeah, you're mad cause Macy's won't call it a Christmas sale. Christmas sale, yeah, you're mad cause someone won't call it a Christmas sale.
Woo! Awesome, you guys. know, that is one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. Kind of topical, you know, not getting too much into politics here, but I think the war on Christmas is over and Christmas won, so yay Christmas.
Yay Christmas.
You know, John, while you're near the mic, I got to ask you something. We talked a little bit online. I've known you a few years now, and I just found out today you do a radio show. You're my radio brother, so you got to plug it now. Tell me what your radio show is all about.
Oh, yeah, of course. And the station, it's 90.7 KFSR in Fresno, out of Fresno State University. And it streams online live.
Awesome.
But my show is blues. It's the Sunday afternoon blues. Not every Sunday, but the second Sunday, actually, of every month. The Sunday afternoon blues from 4 to 6 p.m. But however, when I'm not on, that's always a blues slot.
Okay.
And I was going to say that the singer for Guy Beard and the Lunchwagon Romeos would be the others, but he's just retired, right?
Ron retired, yeah. So there's a revolving door of DJs for that Sunday afternoon slot. But tune in anytime, 24 hours a day. It's wonderful programming.
Yeah, I know. I love the college radio. We don't, unfortunately, have a college radio station quite like that anymore. Ours is just taken over by canned NPR programming. Nothing wrong with that, but I love local, as you know. And I'll shout out to my friends here, James and Raina, because they have the Continental Breakfast Show on Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 here. They started at your station at KFSR.
They did.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So I think you guys introduced me to them.
And we're going to see them tonight at the big party,
yes,
too.
Yes, we are, but but it's at an undisclosed location, so don't even think about it. Although the NSA's on the way there because they get all the good invites first. So what else is new? Blake, I got to see you last week. We kind of plotted our takeover of the world.
We had some pancakes and waffles together.
Yeah, yeah.
In Fresburg.
Yeah, so what are we going to do next? What is our next move to take over the world?
I think we got to come up here and play a public gig in Sacramento. It's been a little while. So we'll sit around between sets tonight and come up with some, you know, evil plans.
That sounds good.
Mass hypnosis.
Mass hypnosis works, yes. Shout out to our DJ friend Autumn, who's also in Sacramento. With any luck, we'll see her. You guys will meet for the first time. Another supporter of the Trike Shop. So this is kind of a touchy question. I always ask this. I always get a kind of a touchy answer. The name, the Trike Shop, where'd that come from?
I think he asks this every time we come in here.
And I love the way you guys always slide out of it.
Some other surreal answer. Long, long time ago, there was a band called the Trikes that I was in with some friends. My friend Ross, who our song is about, that video was about, right?
Hey, Ross.
And so anyways, I think we just were looking for a word that had just one syllable, and that was it. So, and then that band fell apart, and then I had the idea of putting a band together that felt, you know, I like the word shop. I like the idea of a workshop, a musical workshop, you know, with some people that could play in the workshop.
Ah.
And, you know, so it became the Trike Shop.
There you go. And I would love to see a Trike Shop in real life. There's this guy that rides down West Capitol in West Sacramento every day at lunch. He's got this big trike, and he's outfitted. He's got this boombox. He's blasting his music. He's got his two cups of beverages. He's got his flag, and he's going. I always think of you guys when I see that guy because he's... He's a trikeist.
That guy's in your town also?
Well, it probably takes him a while to get up here, but he does make it up here. The guy looks like he's in his 70s, so, you know, more power to him. I think trike powered is the way to go. So new album's coming up on the horizon. It sounds like the teasers is literally that, kind of an interim holding
pattern? That's exactly.
Pattern?
I think it was a holding pattern record, just showing what we were up to. I plan on roping these fine gentlemen into getting into the studio in early 2014.
Nice.
And work on it. We've got a whole bunch of new material. We'll play some of it tonight. And then we got other songs that I got to see if it passes their test, you know.
Ah.
Run it by them and see if they smile or if they get bored and leave the room. So we'll keep the good ones.
Cool.
And record them for you.
So, Blake, are you the principal songwriter of the band?
Yeah, I'm the principal. Then we have a vice principal and then a school nurse.
Educational humor, of course. What is the songwriting process? I mean, do you guys end up collaborating at some point? How does that work out when you craft songs?
For this band, I write the songs and then the band kind of brings them to life. You know, I'll run it by them, and then, you know, sometimes they'll have a suggestion of let's not do that. No. So usually they're nicer than that, and so that's basically how it works. I pound on a guitar or piano for a while. And until something takes shape, And then when it looks like it's worthy to be shown, I'll show it off to these gentlemen, and they make it sound good.
That makes a lot of sense to me. And, of course, the theremin plays a role in your band as well. It's not in the room right now, but how did you get into the theremin? That's just a really odd and wonderful instrument.
I would think two obvious sources would be, being fascinated with Brian Wilson's music.
Ah.
And not just that he used a theremin on a couple tunes, most notably Good Vibrations, of course.
Yeah.
But also just the fact that he was so into using different textures and different, just different textures of different off-the-wall instruments. That, along with fascination with, bad 50s sci-fi.
Yeah.
Throw that in there, and then, and the idea of let's make something, let's integrate it into a rock band. It might be a lot of fun.
And it's always a highlight live. I know when we were in San Francisco, there's some people that never saw it before. I have never seen so many iPhone cameras come out at once when you guys are playing, and especially on the theremin tunes. I think Ed, the owner of the club, shot video of one of your songs because he just could not believe what he was seeing. It's always neat to see you guys spring that. And your general sound, you have this fun party sound, and you also do some clever stuff with covers as well.
Well, we'd like to bring that, if anyone's out there listening in the Sacramento area, wait, and hopefully we'll be up bringing that interesting music to you very soon.
And that's what we mean when we say we're collaborating to take over the world. We're trying to get you guys to play back in Northern California, in Sacramento, and other points.
Or we could start with the Arco, if you can get busy on that.
Arco,
at least play over by the snack bar.
Okay, you mean Arco Arena, not the gas station. Good.
More likely could be the gas station.
Play between the 89 and the 87 grade gasoline.
High octane rock and roll. Hey, so you guys want to do another one? I hear you're chomping at the bit. You guys have hands on the strings, keys, and I guess knees for percussion.
Another seasonal favorite.
Okay.
For you. And this, Scott and I will handle the vocals on this beautiful tune that you may recognize. Let's make sure everything's working. Okay, all right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go! You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a greasy banana with a dirty black peel. Stink, stank, stank.
Woo! Oh my gosh, that's a fantastic cover. I can honestly say I've never heard anybody do that live before. Have you guys ever heard that covered before?
No. I think that there was a movie version of that, right, with the comedian guy? The live-action version, not the cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I think it was Dweezil Zappa.
Okay,
okay. It might have been Dweezil Zappa that did it during the rollout credits. But we'd already worked up this version. I thought, the guy's been sneaky. He's been listening to Twirl Radio again and stealing our ideas.
He probably heard that Ross used to play us as Frank Zappa Records song and want to get in on the action or something
exactly.
Like that. No, what a choice cover. I mean, that's representative of you guys. You pick really unusual, clever covers. I love that. And if you do a cover, it should be unusual or different from the original. I love it.
Well, you mentioned that Ross used to play us the Frank Zappa Records, and I want you to know that if you go to our website, blakejonesmusic.com, right on the front there, we've got a brand new video made by our bass player, Martin Hansen, that is an absolute hoot. It's very high quality, and it really gives you the wacky flavor that led to the genesis of that particular song.
I love that. And it's got a bunch of historical stuff from your collective youth in Fresno. I love that, too.
We had a very collective youth. Fresno's sort of very left-leaning.
Collectivist, yes. That's pretty cool. No, I get it. I'm from the same era, although not the same town, but it all makes a lot of sense. And thank you, Scott. You beat me to it. I was going to definitely ask, what's the contact information? Where can my listeners purchase some Trike Shop music?
Once again, if you go to Blake Jones Music. BlakeJonesMusic.com. There's links to get our CDs. You can buy them online or downloads or whatever. Watch the videos. Most of them, like Scott mentioned, put together by our very talented bass man Martin Hansen. And there's live stuff up there, and also, you know, more, I don't know what you call the other kind of videos, the unlive videos.
Funny. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Concert videos versus whatever the un...
Yeah, promo film kind of videos.
So unlive and undead videos, something like
exactly.
that. Nice. So you're going to do the Food Not Bombs Festival, and there's a couple other big festivals that you guys are always a part of in Fresno. There's like, if I recall, there's like three big things going on every year.
Well, there's a thing that people should check out, really. It's a regional jewel. It's called the Rogue Festival, and it happens in March, very beginning of March. And people do multiple shows. You know, it's kind of it's a fringe festival idea. Many people might be familiar with that. And so you'll see a lot of different sorts of performances. A lot of times artists will do stuff that's different than they do the rest of the year. Like, I know Scott Hatfield's putting, our keyboard player man here that you heard from, he's putting together a show of music of Civil War songs.
Oh, neat.
And I'm doing a solo show of some new songs. And you'll see all kinds of things, from dance to comedy, drama. Just check out Rogue, I think it's roguefest.com. Check that out. And there's a musical fest later in the year called the Fuse Festival that's all rock and roll bands. But yeah, there's stuff going on. If you come to our site, you'll see links to these things.
I love it, because I think people in the coastal cities here in California, you know, they don't know what to make of Fresno, and people across the country may not have ever heard of it. But I've been down there many times in the last couple of years, and especially when you guys have shepherded me through the cool stuff. It's a great art scene there. I mean, you guys have the energy like, you know, no other town can claim.
Yeah, I think, you know, because, you know, I've lived down in Los Angeles, and I know there's so much going on, and, you know, Bay Area, there's so many wonderful things going on. I think that sometimes when you're in these inland places, you know, you kind of got to make your own fun, and I think that's kind of what brings out the personality and, you know, the sort of, you know, quirkiness and eccentricity of a given place is when they really got to build it up from the grassroots. And I think that's what's happened in Fresno.
That makes a lot of sense to me. And, you know, I was just there last week. I'll be there again in January. So looking forward to all the music and everything else contained therein. Blake Jones and the Trike Shop, thank you so much, guys, for spending some time with us here on Twirl Radio.
Well, thank you, Mike. And thank you for all the support you give to upteen independent acts that we, you know, chit chat with on your Facebook page and such.
Well, I appreciate that. I think upteen is right after 19. It's 18, 19, upteen, 20.
And we're going to be hanging out with another Twirl act, right? The Cherry Blue Storms at that Food Not Bombs gig at the end of January. So
yeah, I can't wait to see them again. Yeah, they're
fantastic.
If a show was to be stolen, they did so that night in LA. They were just phenomenal. That whole sound just kind of washed over us.
Very
amazing.
Powerful stuff. Yeah.
So we've got a couple minutes left. Why don't we end it by playing the aforementioned song Ross used to play us, his Frank Zappa records. Why don't we go out with that here?
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
And you guys have a great week. We'll see you next week on Twirl. Here's Blake Jones and the Trike Shop.
Ross used to play us his Frank Zappa records in his bedroom, right before our band would play, and we would practice in his parents' living room. Ross used to play us his Frank Zappa records on his stereo, in his house in Fresno. Yeah.